All right, welcome to another episode of Angeera's Bathroom. Super hits 93.5 Red FM. It's another weekend.
Angeera's Bathroom.
Well, joining me today on my show is none other than the very, very talented Bangalore boy, Karnataka boy rather, I'd say, right? Vasu Dikshit!
Yay! Thank you for calling me here.
Absolutely. What's up? How is it going for you?
It's not going anywhere. Nothing is going anywhere.
Right. As most of you know, this show is prolific in terms of how different it is.
I came all the way just to see who Angeera is.
I'm going to take that for a word. So I'm getting straight to the first question that I have for you, Vasu. I know that you have come prepared with certain things in your mind, but this show is a little hutke. So my first question out to you, and probably that's when you'll get a hang of what it is like to be on Angeera's Bathroom. Say we end this interview, We have this moment that we're, you know, sitting and talking about, and then you step out of the studio, obviously, because you're done, right?
Yeah.
And then you find a lottery ticket that ends up with you winning about $10 million. Yes. What are you going to do with that money?
I will donate it for COVID vaccine.
Oh, that's a first, okay. That's about it. You're going to put in all your money too.
You need more than $10 million for it. And the rest of the humanity will remember me for it.
Okay, that's a legacy that Vasu Dikshit wants to leave here. That's a smart answer, Vasu. So you would give in your entire money to the pandemic. And since we are talking about the pandemic, I know I've been following your work. You're also taking some time out with the tracks that were, on a pause because of your busy schedule. Tell us a little bit about what the music scenario was during the whole lockdown and quarantine for you.
There was no scenario.
I really like this interview and where it's going.
There was really no scenario.
Right.
It was all about what you make out of it.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's no shows, you can't travel, you can't go and perform. Initially, they were like streaming and stuff that we could do online. People tried, but then we figured selling things online is very difficult.
Right.
And the kind of engagement and experience that you give live shows is not possible online. So that really flopped. It backfired. People also are not ready to spend on something that they are not going to have a great experience of.
Correct.
When they can sit at home and watch some YouTube or Netflix and Amazon and stuff, why should they pay for something which they are not really getting a great experience? So the only thing that I started doing was complete all my half-done songs or try to write new songs. This is the time that I always wanted as a songwriter.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so you did write Ruk Ja. Do you want to give us a couple of lines on that?
Goonjiye aawaz hai हमको भी एहसास है ना बुझ गए अल्फाज है आसमान नाराज है ना क्यों सिर्फ रे चला है क्यों मन चले तू उड़ चला है अब फुर्सतों में ही मजा है रुक जा थम जा रुक जा जरा थम जा रुक जा जरा
If you were in my bathroom, what was it that Vasu Dikshit would notice first and why?
So the one thing that I would probably notice whether there is enough sanitizer.
Right, I never thought about that. That's a good take. The first time he ever comes in your bathroom, please make sure you all have refilled your hand sanitizers. Hand wash, because he's going to notice that. Okay, so the kind of music that you play, everybody's seen the Vasu Dikshit that, talks about his music and his journey. But I want to know what really happened that said, okay, I'm going to pursue music.
One of these shows that I played, my band Swaratma, And we played a show at Pune Blind School around 2010 or 11.
Okay.
As part of the show, I go to the crowd, make people get up, dance and things. The way these children were really responding to our music is very different from so-called normal people. These kids got up, they were dancing and everything. And then one of the kids, he just held my throat just to see where this voice is coming from.
Oh my God. Right.
So that was like a touching experience because I felt somebody held my voice. You know, you can always hold somebody's throat, you can hold somebody's neck, but you can't touch somebody's voice.
You can't.
So that was really some experience that I still carry, and then even today when I think of it, I'm getting goosebumps. So I still keep singing and making music, hoping that someday that hand will again hold my voice
and reach out. Wow, that's a lovely story. I remember when my mother, she was part of an organization back in Chennai where she would help these kids who were blind and deaf. They had done a play on a particular event. I have seen plays, we have seen plays, theater. The difference in terms of everybody's holding their hands, and that was a very, very different experience. And I don't think I'll ever be able to see a play as better as that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, we are in Angira's bathroom. I have a question to turn this around. Vasu, this show, we get comfortable first and then we throw these weird questions at you. So are you ready?
Yes, please.
Okay. You are like ready. The most prepared on this show ever, you know? Okay, if you had to go into Angira's bathroom with a newspaper, given the three most important things that have been spoken about today, which section of the newspaper, something that would, you know, interest you?
I would rather read something like a comic strip first.
Uh-huh.
Because I am comic and then I'll strip.
Okay.
So stop imagining. And then second will be, every day there's like the tree speaks.
Oh yeah? I thought it's not the horoscope section.
No. I mean, I read it, but then I forget it the minute.
Immediately, yeah. I'm like, achha, today is a good day. Whatever, moving on.
Chalo, we don't have TV at home, and we don't watch.
No TV at home.
No TV at home.
What do you guys do to spend time?
We don't have time to spend.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's no TV, and we don't like news because it's damn depressing. If there's something really important, like somebody's talking, like from their man, and that's the only talk that we listen.
Okay. Now I get it. All right. So we're in Angira's bathroom. I am in conversation with Vasu Dixit. It's a weekend and I hope you guys are having fun as well. Remember to wear your masks and sanitize your hands. And if Vasu ever came into your toilet, make sure you refill them for sure. Well, coming up for you, this track by Vasu Dixit, all going out for you guys.
अश्क तो बहने दो पानी हूँ पानी रहने दो अश्क तो बहने दो पानी हूँ पानी रहने दो.
Ever been so prepared on my show? Like, seriously, I don't know. Did somebody send you the questions?
Yes, exactly. I was going to say your question paper was leaked.
Tell me who that person is. We'll deal with them. Okay, moving back to Vasu and I were just discussing the kind of music we like, and you said jazz was something that you're listening to today. I didn't catch the other part. Maki, what was that?
Snarky puppy. Yeah.
Snarky puppy. Okay. Vasu, you travel a lot for your gigs. You've traveled, in fact, now that we're all in a pause. Mm. I'm a very nature person. For me, if you had to ask me one of the questions in the 20 questions about sea or mountains, which is really lame as a game, but I would choose mountains. Are you a sea person or are you a mountain person?
I would choose a mountain in between the sea.
Now, everything you can't answer like this.
It is true, yeah. I would love an island and a mountain on top of it.
Okay, that's...
Because you can see.
Okay. Which is Vasu Dikshit's favorite place to travel to when you're on a holiday? Like a holiday.
Mysore.
Mysore.
That's where I'm from. I really love being there. I enjoy it because it's quieter. It has its own slowness to it. It's a small town. Everybody knows everyone. Going from one place to another is very easy.
I like this place. Have you tried it in Mysore? I'm sure you have. Pelican?
Of course.
Oh my God. I'm just going to cry. I love their food. Their pork is just out of the world. So yes, you just gave me Mysore memories. But my friends keep, telling me how they want to take me to... every time they'll be like, listen, this time promise we'll take you to the museum. That never happens. I've gone to the restaurant next to the museum and come back. Okay, we are on Angira's bathroom and we have this tiny little contest. It's called Fastest Finger First. Who is Vasu Dikshit's most favorite recent Bollywood artist? And if you like a song, would you like to play it for us in your voice?
Kishore Kumar.
Kishore, yeah. Da.
मैं वो जुम 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 रू पकड़ घूमू बन के घूमू मैं ये प्यार का गीत सुनाता चला मंजिल पे मेरी नजर मैं दुनिया से बेखबर बीती बातों पे धूल उड़ाता चला ये योर
The singer you think needs an alternate career.
Myself, Vasu Dikshit, needs an alternate career. I will have a chai, coffee and juice shop.
Okay, so you'll be potikade, Vasu.
Yes. And I can make excellent tea and excellent coffee.
The most inappropriate nonsense song, according to me, there are plenty of them. But according to you, which is the most nonsense or inappropriate song that you think should be taken off?
I think the most recent inappropriate song that I've heard is a Kannada song called Juice Kudithya.
Why do you think it's inappropriate?
Because it is. If something is inappropriate, you don't need reasons for it. It has 1,000 reasons.
Correct.
So it's beyond reason.
So it's a double meaning song.
There is no meaning in the song.
That's why it's nonsense. Vasu, what is your least favorite thing about humanity?
Like for example, is being cruel to animals. Mm. Being not sensitive to other creatures. We think we are humans and nature is something we need to protect. That concept is very stupid. We are nature. That we are part of
part
nature.
Of it.
We are not... This is something that I have been talking for a long time about how we have been taught in school. Man and nature. That's just very fundamentally it's wrong.
It should be man is nature.
Yeah, man is nature and nature is within us and we are part of nature. There is no two separate things. It's like face palm. The minute we feel that we are here to protect nature, we are already assuming we are more powerful than nature.
Correct. In terms of how we want to constantly separate and feel more powerful than the other.
Yeah.
Talking about connections, talking about how you feel, you're married to a wonderful person, Bindu Malini.
Yeah.
Do you want to give us a side of you and her, the marriage that you have, which also invokes the music that you create?
Yeah, definitely. She's my devil's advocate. If she is happy and she says, wow, this is nice, that's it. I don't need any other people complimenting or not complimenting.
Or appreciating your work,
yeah,
for that matter. So you're in sync with the whole...
Yeah. But that doesn't mean that we always come together to make music.
Right.
We understand that she's an individual and a creator by herself. And same with me. So we respect that space and then let each other do what we want while trying to see what best can I contribute by not contributing also.
I'm actually, you know, most of my interviews, it happens this way that I'm asking the question and the person is unnerved because they obviously are not prepared, right? But this time I'm just like done with my questions and I know what to ask. But we're in Angeera's bathroom and it's a very chill show. I want to leave it all to you. You've made some killer tracks during the pandemic. You have a great band, which has been the hottest band in the year 2012, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. And it also speaks largely about the people who collaborate with you. All you listeners, Vasu Dixit on Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. I'm going to leave it to you.
So this is a song that my band Swaratma, we wrote. It's called Mushkil Mein Jeena.
Right.
Which something that we started before the pandemic.
के मौसम में फूलों की खुशबू को चुनते रहो पत्थर के सीने में दिल की सुरंगें बनाते रहो मुश्किल में जीना न भूलो कोई गीत सुनते रहो सांसों में उम्मीद कोई जगाते रहो ठहरे से पानी में हस्ती तरंगे उठाते रहो मुश्किल में जीना न भूलो कोई गीत गाते रहो मैं फूलों की खुशबू को चुनते रहूं